Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A huge increase in the number of anchovies off the south coast has been recorded, with 750 million of these tiny fish appearing there last year. That's a fivefold increase since 2020. They're normally associated with warmer waters near Spain, and the dramatic jump is being attributed to the increase in ocean temperatures caused by climate change. Well, wildlife filmmaker Ken O'Sullivan is on the line. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
Very well, and good to talk to you. But what is going on here with these tiny little fish deciding to come and live off the Irish coast?
Well, I mean, look, due to climate change, we have warming seas, which I don't know if you're a sea swimmer yourself, Claire, or not, but it sounds lovely. I'm in the water most days myself, but not necessarily so. We've seen dramatic increases in marine heat waves that were described as last summer, in particular off the west coast of Ireland. And, you know, I think over the previous 120 years, oceans across the world warmed by about 1.5 degrees. And in Ireland, in about the last 60 years, broadly speaking, we've had almost a 1 degree change. Now, that doesn't sound much, you know, if you're out in the air, what's 1 degree? But in the ocean, it's huge, huge difference. And it affects all of the life that lives there, that has evolved over millions of years. So what's happening is that, broadly speaking, we're seeing a northward migration of several fish species. And the reason for that is because warmer water holds less oxygen. So warming seas, we start to see a deoxygenation. And fish breathe, if you like, by swimming. So as they swim, they pass seawater across their gills and through a process of diffusion, extract oxygen. Now, if there's less oxygen in the water, that's going to stress the animal, that's going to impact its metabolism, it's going to impact its ability to grow. So it's a problem. And what we're seeing is, again, species like salmon and even mackerel are very complex. There's a lot of factors at play, but there has been a northward migration of both of those. So now we're seeing, we filmed anchovies in 2016 in Dingle Bay, Clare, and, you know, I was kind of scratching my head, what are these animals? But we're starting to see big numbers. We had a huge shoal off west of Kerry last summer of anchovies, and I'm hearing about fishermen catching sardines. So it's a direct response to warming waters, which is response to climate change.
So everything then is moving up. That's what's going on.
Well, I mean, not everything. There are hundreds of thousands of species, but lots of things are moving up. And, you know, back in the 90s, we saw triggerfish coming into Irish waters. You know, these are much warmer water species. We've had Portuguese man-o-war jellyfish that have come up. I think the first record was 6 or 7 years ago. Scientists called them Lusitanian species. Lusitania was the name the Romans gave to the Iberian Peninsula of Portugal and western Spain. But the warmer water species are starting to come into our waters.
Mm-hmm. And in general terms, then, the marine heat wave we heard about last year in Ireland, I mean, what is the impact of that? I know scientists are very worried about it.
Well, I mean, these things, it'll take a lot of work to study the causes, the root causes of this and the impact. But broadly speaking, it's down to climate change. And, you know, we had, depending on whose study you look at, temperatures above normal last July and August, between 3.5 and 5 degrees to the west of Ireland, west of Kerry, west of Donegal. So, you know, there are a lot of factors at play, but it has a significant impact. So if we think about El Nino, people are familiar with that, which impacts weather all over the world. That's a warming. That's caused by a warming of seawater in the mid and eastern Pacific Ocean. And as the seawater warms, obviously that creates precipitation, which can add to storms and to hurricanes. And think about the impact that the sea has on us. For example, North Donegal and County Derry are almost at the same latitude as Moscow. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a very, very different climate. If you think back to your geography in school, you know, it's a continental climate. They're very far from the sea, very warm summers, very, very cold winters, whereas Donegal, obviously, and Derry and all of Ireland, we have the ocean and it moderates our climate. And then, of course, we have the Gulf Stream. So any kind of significant changes in these can have a very significant impact.
So coming back then to the anchovies and the sardines that you've heard have been spotted around the place as well. I mean, there are some who would say that this could be an opportunity for the Irish fishermen with these new fish in the water. I know they're talking about this in the UK as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think potentially there's it could be exploited by Irish fishermen, by Irish people, and that could be an opportunity because, you know, billions of people are fed from the sea across the world every day. But so the way fisheries are managed in Ireland and across the Western world is that, you know, if scientists go out, and we've got world-class scientists in the Marine Institute and platforms, our latest state research vessel, Tom Crean, these guys will go out over the course of years and survey a particular fish stocks. And through an enormously complex process, they arrive at a number. And that number is called maximum sustainable yield. And that means how much of that species we can catch every year without depleting the stock. So great if there's anchovies and sardines coming into our waters potentially, but there must be, that kind of work has to be done. And I understand it's already underway. And you arrive at a figure then where you can do a management plan. And remember, a well-managed species of fish would be much more resilient to climate change. But I'd caution about, you know, there in human nature, it's easy to say, oh God, my neighbour is doing this and I have to keep up. And I hear that in fisheries, you know, Murphy down the road's put out 500 pots. If I don't get out fast, like, he'll have it cleaned out. You know, people are talking about Cornwall. We have to have a management plan. And look, there's any number of examples of this, like the boarfish fishery, which came around in the early years of the millennium. It was unmanaged. And by 2010, they caught 144,000 tons. And it immediately collapsed then thereafter. Mm. We have chronic industrial scale fishing of sprat in our waters, which the government had outlawed, but some fishermen took them to the High Court. They're trying to stop it again. So when somebody says millions and millions of fish, I find that a bit misleading, because, you know, a ton of sprat, I think, is a million fish. Now, a ton of fish isn't really that much, but you're depleting the fish that feed on plankton that are then fed on by other fish, by seabirds who are in real trouble in our waters and across the Atlantic, by dolphins, by whales, right up along the food chain.
And what is the impact on the whole ecosystem then if we have a new species introduced off our coast, like the anchovies and the sardines? It must change things.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, as I said, you know, I mean, the change is the nature of the universe. You know, animals and flora and fauna are constantly evolving and adapting. But it's a very dramatic change. You're talking over the course of millions of years. So now we're seeing species that we might have had vagrants, you know, 50, 100 years ago, but we've seen large scale coming in. So it's to be understood yet. I mean, we can't really tell in the future what will be the impact. But, you know, we have to manage the fishery and to manage the exploitation of these animals. But many of our marine creatures, many of our sharks, of our megafauna, our whales, are in serious trouble. And, you know, the chronic overfishing of sprat, for example, off the west coast of Cork, we've seen a huge decline in humpback whales feeding there in the winter. Now, their primary food source, Dr. Conor Ryan's research shows, was sprat. So what's the impact? It's very broad to give a simple answer, but at the very least, as humans, we need to manage how we exploit or potentially exploit mm-hmm. those stocks.
But you're in no doubt that you can see climate change having its effects in the sea and in the work that you do.
Ah, look, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a decline in a lot of species. We're seeing new species coming in. It's hard to know where to start with the impact of that. But deoxygenation, warming waters obviously leads to deoxygenation, which can be a huge factor for life that's going to live within the sea. So, and then, of course, you know, the as we said, if we come back to El Nino, for example, now that causes dramatic change to weather patterns, simply because of the heating water. It actually causes the winds to reverse in the Pacific. And then if we look at, you know, we're talking about marine heat wave off the west coast last summer in Kerry. We were actually at sea one night and we had this chronic thunderstorm, you know, flash floods that came from nowhere. If we remember, you know, there was the rainfall, I think, in North Kerry that evening was, I don't know what the figure was, but I know that roofs of certain shops and buildings actually collapsed under the weight of the water. Very, very dramatic weather that the old people will tell you, they never remember this kind of thing. So in the context of the ocean, Claire, what we're saying is that warming seawater is something to really be worried about, and that comes back to climate change.
Ken, it's always good to talk to you. Ken O'Sullivan there, who is a conservationist and a wildlife filmmaker and friend of the show. Coming up next, Callan's Kicks.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.